You are not one of them. And like Obasanjo's reply to that guy, he said, Nigeria's kataskata, Obasanjo is your mama's kataskata. That's a good head of state. If I'm head of state, ha, you can't see why I go talk. I mean, there are things Christians are not supposed to do. All right? What do you do all the time? You constantly offer up prophecies. Listen, if there's anything you want to do in life, baptize, base that thing with prophesying every day. That's why I wrote that little book, Prophesy. He said, look at the situation. Can these bones live? God asked the prophet. And the prophet said, God, it's only you that understands. God said, good, let me show you the principle. He said, therefore, prophesy, son of man, prophesy. That is our response to dead situations is what? Prophecy. Not analysis. Not inviting business consultants. Our response to dead situations is what? Prophecy. What we go home to do is to pray. No, listen, I told you, that's the last thing we were talking about, the manner of prayer. What prayer does for us is to find out what God wants done about the situation. And once, because he said, how do I know? Listen, once you start practicing it, you will know. What do I mean by practicing it? Reading the scriptures, hearing the word of God. Listen, if you saturate your life with the understanding of God, you will know what God wants to do in different situations. What people like is to go and learn methods. You pray, face the corner towards the east when the sun is rising. Do you speak in tongues? No. All right, come, bring your head. Say after me, Shama Mama, 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 Mama. All right, good. Go and be saying that. When you have said it for 30 minutes, your soul will get quiet. And then the first thing that comes, you are learning methods. Or you pick a Bible, you read Psalm 1, then read Psalm 119. When you finish reading Psalm 23, after that, you read Psalm 121. Mix all the scriptures together and jump and shout, Amen. The first thought that comes to your mind is the will of God. You know why God doesn't answer? All right? He knows all you will get from it is confusion. After a while, you will get tired. I like one thing one man said some time ago. He said, if I tell you my son is going to call, all right, how do I know his voice? He said, how am I supposed to describe his voice to you? Are you hearing what I'm saying? That the only way you will get to know his voice is when you spend time with him. I don't know why you are following my point. The will of God is a habit. Oh God, I wish you get what I'm saying. It's not you go and pray, say, God, what is your will? And then he shows your will, then you walk away the rest of the time. The will of God is a habit. You habitually cultivate the lifestyle of God, the mindset of God, the understanding of God, and instantly you will know what God wants. And when you don't, you pray, then through different methods. I'm not describing that today, but I will discuss in the previous times. Two different methods, he will let you know what's supposed to be done. The scriptures, number one. What am I saying? Let me just summarize what I'm trying to explain there. Once we have discovered that, we constantly inject the word of God into that area of our life. You know my best example there? What's her name? Jackie Mize and Terry Mize. Terry Mize wanted to marry Jackie Mize. Therefore, Terry Mize, he was chasing the woman, and the woman warned him that, listen, you know one of these problems I'm going to have, why I can't marry you? Because the doctor said I can't have children. So when she said that she can't have children, the man said, who said so? He said, doctors. You guys, like, forget what the doctor said. I went to read the book again recently to be sure I'm quoting him correctly. The man said, forget what the doctor said. They don't know what they are saying. I know God who knows more than what the doctor said. So he married the girl anyway. Let's see who's right. Whether it's the doctor or the word of God. And you see, you know, I told you last time, or 2 weeks ago I was speaking, I was quoting Henry Ford, who was talking about J.T. Edson. That Edson never believed, all right, that something was impossible. J.T., that's Thomas Edison, the man who invented the incandescent bulb, all right? That the man didn't believe anything was impossible. He only believed that impossible things were those things which currently we don't know how to make possible. And that, listen, he said this was what marked the man out. He used to spend his time acquiring the understanding of the laws and the practices to make things that used to be impossible, to make them possible. He said, fools are those who decide to do the impossible without knowing how to do it. That's what Henry Ford said. A fool will just say, don't worry, if you jump out of this building, you won't fall, you won't fall, you won't just die, you won't hit the road, you won't die. Edison believes it also, except that he's not going to jump out until he understands the principles of jumping out of a building and landing softly. But somebody say, look, on this earth, nothing is impossible. So what if you jump on this building? Do you know you collapse, you hit the floor, and you might die? No, nothing, and you just walk out of the window. And the first said, that's a fool. But that Thomas Edison, no, he will sit down, eventually learn how to hold a parachute and jump out and land softly. Are you getting the point I'm making? So when somebody like Terry Mize, all right, gets up and makes such a decision, it's not boldness because of a personal character that is bold. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's not. Listen, let me say it again. A lot of people have not heard it, or those who heard it, they've not heard it enough. If what you are doing is foolish to you, believe me, it is foolish. Faith, all right, may appear unreasonable. The things of God may appear unreasonable. Listen to me, but that is only to the person who is not the one doing it. The cross was called the foolishness of God. But do you think God thought it was foolish? God never thought the cross was foolish. It was the devil that thought it was foolish. It was the Romans that thought it was foolish. It was the Greeks that thought it was foolish. It was the Jews that thought it was foolish. God never thought it was foolish. And those who are of faith, who have understood the reason why God did what he did, they don't anymore think it is foolish. They only call it foolishness to describe what other people are saying about it. What am I saying? Faith is not foolish. It's not. Faith is reasonable, very reasonable to the man who has faith. What am I saying? Jackie Mize was not trying, Terry Mize was not trying to be bold. He just was sure of what he was saying. I don't know what I get what I'm saying. He was just sure. What am I saying? So what was his method? You don't sit down and just say something like, I just married. No, no. Well, I don't know all the method is used, but I know part of it. And I also practiced part of it. And I still practice that it. Those methods. What is it? He discovered what God said. Because they had challenges. The woman miscarried several times. At the end of the day, she had three bouncing children. She's more known than he is known for her book, Supernatural Childbirth. She wrote the book, Supernatural Childbirth. She's written a lot of other materials. The point I'm making is this. When they will have challenges, the man never altered his words. He said, this is what God said. You will bear children. He said, I am the one that make joyful mothers, who make barren women dwell in the house as joyful mothers of children. He kept on declaring the word of God to her. Are you getting my point? They shall not be barren or cast their young in the midst of you. The number of your days I will fulfill. The man kept on declaring the word of God until, are you getting my point? The word became flesh and caused her to conceive and to bear children one and another and another. And I'm sure if they wanted some more, the guy would continue declaring some more until they have 12 children in the house. Many years ago, I read in the Bible, talking about this children thing, that Isaac married Rebecca, and for 20 years, Rebecca did not bear a child. 20 years. How many years did I say? Have you ever noticed that? That after Isaac married Rebecca, 20 years, they were just enjoying the two of them, themselves. Then one day, Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife Rebecca's sake. And as soon as he did that, she conceived. I said, yeah, bros, you waited 20 years. I said, good now, at least you have told the rest of us. Are you guys what I'm saying? You have told the rest of us. So the first things that young men listen to it, the first things you do as a young man, a young married husband, is to entreat the Lord for your wife's sake, so that God can start his activities quickly. You are getting what I'm trying to explain. Listen, that's how Christians get results. No, there are cultures that they don't marry women, but that the women they like to marry are those who have had children before, that they are sure they can have children. Somebody told me from somewhere near South South Zone for that side, and then his wife's place. Ha. See that kind girl? She has two children. She's not married. Ah, I said, men go they queue up to marry her. Because they are sure, I said, you see. And I've seen men say, ah, no, they can't no, until the girl is pregnant. I've seen a man chasing a girl. I said, some people are really foolish. Anyway, like my friend says, they are reality. He was proposing to the lady and said, look, all we need to do is that once you are pregnant, we'll go and see my parents. And the girl said, I will conceive of the Holy Spirit or how? Because a Christian, this idiot was chasing me. And he's trying to explain to her that she should marry him. And this is the procedure. We'll go and see my parents. Once your parents guess, is that so? Okay, tell your father I'm coming. For believers, no, that's not what we worry about. You go armed with the scripture. What did I say? You are armed with the word of God. He said, you never can tell. These girls, what are, I said, listen to me. Just go and marry a believer who truly believes, not the girl you met in church. You know, I feel sorry for those who go to church to go and look for wife. The idiot that wants to marry a good man also, where do you think she will go to? The bar? The Jezebel that wants to marry a good man, where do you think she will go to? All of you will jam in church. Ah. Now, church, all of you are going to jam. Everybody's going to jam in church. Oh, God, my time is really gone. And I really want to stop. I really want to stop. Hey, I don't know how I'm going to do this. Because I don't want to continue this message after now. All right? But let me just make one or two statements about the last thing, the matter of prayer. All right? I told you, prayer does a number of things for you. I've said them along the line. But most importantly, let me add this one to it. Anything that God wants to do in your life, one of the things he does is to stir up the desires for that thing in your heart. And don't ever forget to go and ask him simply for it. And don't forget this. Don't ask God for that which is possible by your own calculations. Ask him for that which right now you don't know how he will do, but don't worry. He will take you to the point, all right, where you will understand how he will do it. And once he gets to that point, then it will begin to get done. But right now, it is time to ask. How do Christians get results? Let me put it like this. They decide the kind of results they want through many ways, through many methods, and then they settle down and ask God for it. I don't know whether you get what I'm saying. Let me tell you something. Right now, because I said something before, when Jesus said, whatever you ask, I said Jesus was speaking to his disciples. He wasn't talking to jokers on the road. So he knew that there were people he was purifying their desires. So I'm speaking to children of God. Is that okay? Within the understanding of righteousness, the lust of the eyes is out of your life. The lust of the flesh. I'm not trying to qualify your desires. I'm trying to qualify your person. If you're a true child of God, anything, listen, no matter how stupid it appears to anybody else, anything you settle down and ask God for, he will do it. The problem is when you don't know what you want yourself. That's, no, listen. When the Bible talks about the double-minded man, unstable in all his ways, do you get my point? When he said, ask, James said, without doubting. We analyzed that about 3 Tuesdays ago here. That when he said, I wasn't talking about doubting God. He was talking primarily about doubting yourself. Today you have prayed to God. God, please, I want to go to America. I want to go to America. And God said, fine, oh boy, you will go to America. She is America, not just sport. Then you hear that Americans are losing jobs. You come back and say, God, you know, I asked you that I wanted to go to America. I don't think it's a nice idea. Look, let's think about it for a while. Half of 4 million people are jobless in America. God, please, it's risky. I don't think I want to go again. So God said, where do you want to go now? The economic hardship is not very terrible in Switzerland. Can we go to Switzerland? God said, yeah, pray. Lord, I ask in the name of Jesus, I want to move to Switzerland. He said, okay, Gabriel, we'll send him to Switzerland. Right, fine, all right, good, Switzerland. After a short while, You were watching news one day. You hear that foreigners can't get work permits in Switzerland. And that right now, people who have black skin are being persecuted. But you come and say, dear Lord, you know what? You know, last time I came, I hope you're not angry. That Switzerland idea.
God will just look at Gabriel and say, Angel Gabriel, see this my girl, see this my guy. What else are you going to do? He said, leave her, leave him until he has finally settled what he really wants. I can announce to you that years have passed. I've not changed my mind on what I have asked God for. Therefore, I know what he will do. Because if you are not double-minded, he said, Pastor Bangi, how come you haven't? Because I like what I'm doing. I like ministry work. I like it. I told him, I gave him, look, dear Lord, if I will remain as a university lecturer for some time, this is what I want you to do within this particular period. And believe me, events right now show that he's doing it. I prayed that prayer some years ago. Concerning ministry, you know, when we got, one guy wrote us a mail from Zambia. The mail was funny, but Rocket said, at least it's from Zambia. I got calls from Sokoto the other day. We've gotten calls from all over Nigeria. I mean, Middle Belt. The last one I got was from Sokoto. He said, Pastor, I'm watching you right now. Okay, my friend told me you're already on. That is, I said, look at it. These are prayers I prayed. And it's the whole globe I prayed for. Do you know the interesting part? Just that we are not ready to take it yet. Omega Channel that we are using, they are now advertising specialists for the first 20 ministries that we pay to be on their satellite. The one they are going to now be releasing to cover from Alaska down to Mexico. So, if we're just... do you get my man? People say that, go to Lagos. That's where you will find people who will help you. Oh boy, we have not left Enugu. Udechukwu brags at home that I'm the one that started the generator that's lighting that place. You call somebody and say, Is this Enugu? Say, I'm telling you, that generator na Mr. Tam. You now say, it's because Omega Channel came up. Listen to me. I wish you get my point. Things like Omega Channel didn't happen by chance. I prophesied them into existence. You say, there are many people there. How come you think you are the one? I don't care about them. How many people were in the boat that everybody was sinking? Who caused the problem? Not only Jonah. My presence alone. Somebody, when the governor wanted to pull this building down then, one man said something, even me, I was ashamed. He said, when he heard this building was coming down, he said, how can they? Nobody build the way banky they. Even me did not remember to say that. I prayed the prayer long ago. And I told everybody, I don't have to go anywhere. God can do it from anywhere. And bros, I haven't left here. I am certain we have been watching South Africa. I am certain, because that's where we're broadcasting from. I know we have been watching Zambia. I got email from there. I know we have been watching Kenya. Somebody sent us email from there. I know we're all over Nigeria, every corner of Nigeria now. We're getting mails from calls. I prayed that prayer long ago. Long ago. I hope you're getting my point. You now say, that's ministry. Hey, see, that's what you don't understand. That was what I asked for. For my wife, I'm asking for certain things also. Listen, God is as concerned about that business of yours as he is about this ministry. Because after all, that's your own sphere of ministry. God is as concerned. Oh gosh, I hope you get this point. He said, God delights in the prosperity of the servants. You know what I mean? What that means? He rejoices. It makes him happy. He's as concerned about that, your business, as he is about ministries. He's as concerned about that good husband as he is about ministry. Guys, your mother can't get you a good wife. All the people in your village arranging, they can't arrange good wife. The Bible says houses and riches are from the fathers, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. How do you get a good wife? Ask. Just simply bow down and say, dear Lord, I like a very nice wife that will make me happy like Pastor Banky is happy. One man looked at my computer. If you see the face of my computer, you see my wife and I grinning ear to ear. They, you know when Chima brought out his camera? You know, we're taking pictures here that day. That my wife in cheek face, his cheek full way that time. Just go chop heavy, come, you know. So we're taking pictures here. So I finally put it on my computer last day, a few days ago. You know, that nice picture. So two big happy heads just fill the whole screen. Somebody say, hey, happy couple, happy couple. He said, I see that these people just happy. He said, they're happy. Yes, I'm a happy man. How do you get that? It's prayer. It's not method. Just fear God and ask Him for anything. Are you getting my point? I'm happy I finally made these statements because I want to close this series today. Let me summarize everything I've said till today. How do Christians get results? It's very simple. They ask God for anything, having purified their hearts. Are you getting what I'm saying? They ask God for anything and they constantly live a life of worship. And anything life throws at them, they reply it with prophecy. That's simple. All the methods of building businesses will come naturally. All the methods. Don't forget that thing I said. The Bible says there is one method. It's called your own entrance into the eternal kingdom. God will reveal it to you. Listen, the way I do ministry today, as God is my witness, I'm not aware of one person I'm copying. I'm not aware. I don't know anybody I'm copying. I am not saying people haven't blessed me. I am not saying that I've not taken examples from people. But the things that I do today, I am not aware of one person that I'm copying. Most of the men who have blessed me the most in life, they pastor large churches. Even while I would go to church those days and be in those services, I don't know. It never attracted me that one day I'll be a pastor of a church like this, that there'll be 50,000 people, 100,000 people. Do you know when they say that Young Icho built the biggest church in the world? You know, there are things that excite people. Never excited me. The men that used to excite me were people like Kenneth Hagin. Were people like John G. Lake. Ken Hagin, primarily for certain reasons, because of the teaching, with the way he handled his teaching, I said the man hardly went to more than 3 countries in his life. Which country on this earth don't they know him? The only countries I know he went to, I mean, I've gone to some other one I'm not aware, apart from US, where he was a citizen, he was born and he died there, Canada and South Africa. Are you getting what I'm saying? I have my own entrance into my eternal kingdom. God will show you your own entrance into your eternal kingdom. And you will operate by it without being afraid. Listen to me. If you have listened to me, listen. You can never fail in life. It is not possible. In the name of Jesus Christ, the word that brought my father to my mother and made them give birth to me and brought me up till the time I came to Enugu and began to declare this word is because God has something to do in your life. And once you began to imbibe the truth, that was the day the devil failed. That word is powerful. It says, so shall my word be. So shall my word be. Once I release it, it will not return to me void. It has gone forth. It has gone into your hearing. Once you receive it with faith in your heart, listen, let me say it again. You won't die young. You will not fail. Amen. And you will not be average. Amen. But indeed, you will be outstanding. Amen. In this generation. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Come on, let's just bow down here and begin to give the Lord.